As we begin learning the Sechta Me'ilah, there's a famous Chakira from Reb Chaim Brisker in the Rach al Rambam, Perches Halacha Hey, in trying to understand the fundamental halacha of Me'ilah. He tries to understand what is the basis for the Issa Me'ilah. Is it because Bezoyin Hegdish, he didn't treat Hegdish with the proper respect? Or is it a Din Gezel, in Gzela? He stole by personally using something which belongs to Hegdish. It's an act of Gzela. So he says that the Gemara in our Masechta on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph teaches us that the shear for Me'ilah is a Shava Pruta. And since the shear of is a pruta, so we see that it's a din in gzela, because we know that in all hilchas gzela, the shear is always a sheva pruta. Because when we speak about Isra Hanor throughout Shas, the shear is always a kazayis or a revius. Rav Shmuel Rizovsky says that that's not a compelling raya, because he says that when is the halacha that the shir hanor is a revius or a kazayis? That's only when the Torah uses the words lo yoichel, and achila is measured with a kazayis or revius. Here, even if we'll say that that meal is because of an issa hanor, the Torah doesn't describe it in the regular form of hanor. And since the Torah doesn't describe it the way hanor is typically described, therefore the shear may be a different shear than it normally is. There is another raya that it's an iser, that's an iser gzela, based on a Gemara that we learned at the end of Masechta Krisis. In fact, as we know, the Mefarshim discuss why does Masechta Me'ilah follow Masechta Krisis. Some suggest because the Issur Me'ilah is a lesser Issur than the Issur Krisis. There is no Chiyuv Karis for Me'ilah. There is a Chiyuv Karis for the Averis that we discussed at length when we learned Masechta Krisis. So since we're representing going down a notch and doing Averis, so that's why the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Masechta Me'ilah follows Masechta Krisis. That's one approach that the Mefarshim suggest. Another approach that the Mefarshim actually suggest is because while we learned the end of Masechta Krisis, we discussed more than once different halachas that apply to Krisis, that apply to Me'ilah. And one of the halachas we actually discussed was a situation of Suffolk Me'ilah. If somebody has a Suffolk, if he did Me'ilah, must he pay the Karen V'chaymish to the Hegdish? And the Mishnah said he doesn't have to. And it opens up a very fundamental question that many Mefarshim ask. We know that when it comes to discussing Hegdish, Chazal were very strict. We know that the halach is if somebody has a Suffolk, if he took upon himself an obligation to Hegdish, and he has a Suffolk, if he fulfilled that obligation, he has to fulfill it misuffolk. We know when we speak about Nidreit Staka, the halach is so much stricter when we speak about Nidreit Staka versus any other Nadarim we've discussed. Nidreit Staka are even chal just by machshava. Just if you thought that you're going to do it, it's already considered a neder. And therefore, ask the Mefarshim, why all of a sudden, regarding this halacha, if somebody has a question, if he owes Hegdish money because he did Me'ilah, or all of a sudden, the halacha becomes that you don't have to pay it? The answer perhaps is, and this, the Mefarshim suggests, because since Me'ilah is Gezela. So what does that mean? When we speak about Gezela, what that means is that if I stole, I have to return. But if I'm going to return an item that doesn't belong to the one I'm returning it to, so then the one I return it to becomes a gazlan. So that hasn't accomplished anything. That I should not be a gazlan, and the other person or the receiver should be a gazlan, doesn't accomplish anything. So if we're going to learn that me'ilah is an act of gzeila, that understanding of that halacha becomes extremely clear. But if we're going to say me'ilah is a whole new halacha, b'zayin kodesh hanor from hegdish, then that halacha is somewhat difficult to understand. On the other hand, in discussing Hilchas Me'ilah, the Rambam in Hilchas Me'ilah, Perek Ches, Halacha Ches, says a very interesting halacha. He says, and I read his words, Roy la'odam lezboinan b'mishpatei ha'toyra k'doysha. It is appropriate for an individual to try to understand the halachas that the Torah teaches us. Uleida soif in yonam kifi kaychai, and to understand them and to learn from them to the best of his ability. V'davish lo yimtzloi tam v'lo yoyda lo ilo, something, however, that he can't understand, al yikal be'enov, he shouldn't dismiss. V'lo yaris al har Hashem pen yifritz boy, he shouldn't try to go where he's not supposed to go and think what he's not supposed to think. For, says the Rambam, V'loi kehei machshavta boy, k'machshavta b'shad divrei choyl. One shouldn't think about divrei Torah like he thinks about other matters. Bara A, and the Rambam says, let's understand kama hechmira Torah b'mila, how strict the Torah is in Hilchas Mila. Uma, let's think about it, says the Rambam. Em eitzim v'avonim v'ofer v'efer. Earth and sand, stone and wood, kimin shenikra shem odon olam aleihem b'dvaram b'lvad. As soon as you just verbally declare them hegdesh, niskatshu, they become kodesh. V'kol ha'noig ben minikol, as we're going to learn in our masechta extensively, if somebody then treats these items as they treat regular items, mohal b'ashem. But feel all your shogig, and even if he did the avera b'shogig, the aloch is tzara kapara. Kavachayim is certainly l'mitzah shechokal lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed upon us. Shlo yivat adam behem, b'mnei shlo yodat tamim. A person shouldn't act disrespectfully towards them because he doesn't understand them. V'lo yichap dvarim ha'shlo yikein al Hashem. Don't try to make up things that aren't there. Don't think about the Torah Kedoshah like you think about mundane matters. So I saw from the Sefer Evan Yisroel, he says, well, there's a tremendous lesson here. The lesson here is how to approach Divrei Torah. Me'ilah becomes the model and the source for us to learn how to treat the mitzvahs Hashem. So if we understand me'ilah as a concept of bezoyin, that anything that's kodesh has to be treated with the greatest respect, and if it isn't treated with the greatest respect, that represents me'ilah. So we can understand how the Rambam takes that lesson a step further and says it doesn't only apply to items that are kodesh, physical items, but it applies to anything that's kodesh, to Divrei Torah, to understanding Divrei Torah, to understanding the mitzvahs. But if we're going to learn, as Reb Chaim Brisker wants to suggest, that it's a concept of gzeila, how would we connect gzeila to not thinking and understanding the Torah Hashem and the mitzvahs Hashem properly? So actually, we have rayas to both approaches on how to understand Mila. Is it gzeila, or is it a question of bizoyin hektish?